I have an introduction to make, and that is our friend Michael has actually taken a step in evolution. What they call themselves now is Michael's Consortium, or just the Consortium. And the evolution that Michael has done, for those of you who are adherents of the Michael teaching, you know that there are seven planes of existence, all of which we go through. Just at levels of, if you will, expansion and greater spatial awareness of all the phenomena that we can comprehend at once. Well, Michael started off at the causal plane. And that's when they invented, I guess for want of a better term, or at least gave words to their cosmology. Michael's Consortium is now Michael reunited with its cadre. In other words, its six other entities on the mental plane. Now, I've been quizzing him about this now for the last 6 months, because at first I'm going, really? Is this really different? Nah, come on. I'm just going crazy, right? Nah. Now they say, well, you're already crazy, so that's not to worry. But at least from the standpoint of what are you getting and why does it seem a little bit different? They still use overleaves, soul ages, terminology, and their overall conception of the universe has not changed. However, their depth of understanding about it and the expansion of their perspectives about it has altered, has increased. Of the seven entities then, you know, Michael is one of them. A few of the channeled entities that make up the Michael cadre are ones that actually have been around and been published before. For those of you who have been students of the science of channeling and so forth, you may have heard of Bartholomew and or Philip. And then the other famous one was one called Emmanuel. Everyone remember Emmanuel's book by Pat Rodergast? She stopped channeling, and Emmanuel didn't go away. Emmanuel also evolved. Lydia, who is Michael's essence twin entity. In other words, even entities are paired in the same way that individuals are. And so their essence twin entity happens to be part of their cadre. That's not true for all entities, you know, having theirs. You get Michael acting as the go-between to this larger group. So tonight, what you're going to hear may experience something different, may not. But in any case, I know I have. They've graduated me to a different place, including the fact that more of what I experience now is much more free-flowingness than I ever have. So with this cadre then, this Michael's Consortium then, you're getting a bigger group, bigger space. Let me say one other thing, too, about the continuation of the Michael teaching, because it's very important, because I ask this a lot. I said, well, wait a minute, you guys. You know, so what's everybody else doing? You know, this just can't be me. So here's the answers they gave me. And they said so that several of them are still channeling Michael at the causal plane, and they gave themselves an interesting term. They called it animated intelligence. So let me tell you what animated intelligence means. Because energy can stay in a given form for as long as there's consciousness, as long as there's deliberateness, Michael set an intention. And whenever one of us channels probes that part of the causal energy, it becomes like an interactive, if you will, almost artificial intelligence. And I said, is that what it means? And they said, no, it's still our intelligence, but it gets backtracked or backstimulated, animated in other words, when someone seeks to interact with it. Then they made another assertion that is fairly new that I thought was really potent. They've alluded to this several times before, is that I as the channel, I as an individual, you as Michael students, in interacting with them, the energy exchange affects us. It helps us to grow. It modifies us. It brings us into whatever degree of new pattern similarity. So in other words, now I as a channel, because I'm holding the energy, we're going into more vibrational sync for some period of time. And you as Michael students holding the energy, again, not just the intellectual material, being in this room while the energy is being channeled through, you too are posts, if you will, part of the collective lightning rod that this group is. So each and every one of you get modified. You get accelerated to a degree. And that's true of every individual who goes to a channeler, not just ours, but they're getting reattuned to that more expanded, broader wavelength. And in this case, that wavelength has been Michael's. When that training has happened, it has helped Michael build a, for want of a better term, a database at the causal plane of their identity. It contains all of their materials, all of the historic interactions of people in channelings, Because remember, there was 1,050 of them, and over the course of the almost 40 years that Michael Channels have been around, there's probably been about 50 professionals and probably several hundred, quote, non-professionals, meaning people who can channel, who have done channeling for friends or for themselves, been very conscious that they've brought Michael in, and then probably several thousand more who have channeled Michael but never really thought about whether or not to ascribe a name to it or a source to it. Well, all those interactions there, between there and 1,050, and those, you know, by now, millions of us down here, has created, as you might well guess, a fairly substantial database of information. And so what is there now to be tapped into for Michael Channels or students who go to Michael Channel or even try to say, I want to channel Michael, is this animated intelligent database that is completely interactive, that adapts itself to complete currency. So in other words, it does not lose the present time interaction. But here's the other thing, with what a lot of folks need to understand. Michael never intended it for them to be the poobah. You all remember that from the term from the kiddies show, the Flintstones, the grand poobah, the supreme leader of their lodge. Well, when I use that, and they like it, so they adopted it, is I'm talking about they never set themselves up to be deified. They never set themselves up with the intention of somebody said, oh, Michael said, and go, ooh, and ah, and all this. It's conversational, as many of you have experienced. It's interactive. It's their perspective. Granted, they will tell you from their perspective is wider, and they're taking in different energy factors, but yours is more current, and they will also acknowledge that. In other words, they've never lived in a body in the 20th and 21st century. You guys do. So in that regard, you've trained them back. Okay? It's not just been them giving you the overleaves and that sort of thing. It's been you've trained them back in the nuances. And not to mention the fact that we've trained them folks in English. The last time we were here, about 4,800 years ago or so, they weren't speaking English. They didn't even have the rudiments of English. So going into our brains and using feeling and sensation, which of course has been universal over time, and then figuring out our language structures, our thought forms, and how to convert things. So all that is stored over there. All that is available to them up there. Knowing that, every person who is out there, every Michael Channel who's out there, who has been working at this, they have, in a sense, become an earthly vehicle or an earthly expression of what Michael is. And so that interactivity still exists and still is present. And for those folks who care to ask or really probe, will find that we say, yep, you're getting us on the mental plane. Any questions about that? Glad to be able to introduce you to that publicly. So when you now come to a Michael channeling, know you can talk all that lingo and still have Michael Plus, new and improved, bigger and better. That's the introduction for tonight, and it's good to have you all. So welcome from the consortium, as it were.